Welcome to the Fully Express Podcast.
We're your hosts, Karenna and Samantha.
This show is your permission slip to stop holding back. Here, we talk about what it really means to live unapologetically you in your relationships, your business, and your everyday life.
We believe the most magnetic version of you is rooted in self-expression, honesty, vulnerability, and showing up fully as you are. When you own that, you naturally attract the people, the opportunities, and the life that is meant for you.
Hey guys, today's episode is for the dreamers, the explorers, and anyone out there who's felt the pull to live a life a little less ordinary. Corinne and I both believe that the path to your fullest expression sometimes starts with purchasing a plane ticket, having a little courage, and the willingness to go where your heart is pulling you. For me, that journey really began when I was 23 years old. I was traveling abroad. I met two girls from Australia. We became BFFs, started traveling all over Europe, and I ended up being invited to live in Australia. Lived there for a year, and that year was one of the most transformational years of my life. Since then, I have made traveling a priority. I've been to over 28 countries, and it really changed the way that I see people, the way I move through life, and the way I operate on a day-to-day basis.
And for me, I've been traveling since I was a little girl. Bless my parents for taking me. However, it wasn't until I manifested a job where I was going to travel for work. And so I've been blessed to be able to travel across the United States, as well as Australia and London and even Canada. And a lot of those travels were solo travels. And those were some of the most eye-opening experiences where I found myself when no one else was with me.
That's why we're so excited for today's conversation. This week, we're joined by an incredible guest who embodies this exact spirit that both Corinne and I are speaking to, Chloe Caldwell, a freelance travel and lifestyle journalist who has turned her love for exploration into a career that's taken her across the globe. Over the past few years, she's written for major publications, told stories that matter, and shared behind the scenes of her adventures online. But as you'll hear in our conversation, her journey hasn't been all beach views and passport stamps. It's been one of courage, consistency, and deep self-trust. We connected so much with Chloe's story because it mirrors parts of our own. So if you've ever dreamed of building a life around your passions, or if you're in a season of becoming, this one's for you. Chloe's story is a beautiful reminder that believing in yourself, even when the path is messy, is the key to creating something beautiful. Let's dive into our conversation with Chloe on living boldly, chasing your dreams, and embracing the beauty of a fully expressed life. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
Thank you so much for coming on. We're stoked because obviously you were telling me right before we hit record that traveling is just one of our deepest loves in so many ways. Yeah. We just love, love traveling. I just love that you've been able to create this. Like, you see this so much online on social media, like, oh, these people are traveling. What does that mean for work or for business or making a job out of it? So like, I'd love to start with like, what is it that you do? Like, describe it in detail and how you got into it.
Okay, well, like you said, I'm a travel journalist. So basically my job is to fly around the world and find exciting stories about different destinations. And I'm a freelancer. So basically I get invited on trips and then I kind of come up with ideas and I send those to different editors at magazines online. And I send them ideas for my trip, and if they like it, then they'll publish the story, and I write about my experience. So I do a lot of destination guides, packing tips, and things like that. So it definitely was a long process getting to that point where I get invited on trips, but that's kind of the gist of my job as a journalist. And then I also do content creation, so just documenting all my travels as I go online.
So cool.
And what inspired you or got you into that? I mean, I think like we have such a love of travel, and there's so many times I've been like, man, I wish this could be my career. And I know we're going to get into the ups and downs of that. But what inspired you to actually like pursue it as a career?
Honestly, I didn't even know it was something you could do as a job. It kind of all fell into place perfectly. I truly think looking back, I can see how the universe like just aligned it perfectly for me. I always knew I wanted to be in writing. I wanted to write for a women's lifestyle magazine. So I actually started writing for like a beauty and fashion magazine. Mm-hmm. And I was like bottom of the totem pole on my team, like editorial assistant, 23. But there was a press trip, which is basically a trip where journalists are invited to go find those stories, like I mentioned, where you're kind of in a group of 5 to 10 journalists all on a trip together, learning about the destination. nobody above me at my company could go. For whatever reason, it just all aligned so perfectly that I was the only one left kind of able to go, even though I was, you know, the assistant, like, very new. And that's kind of where it all started. I met other journalists on that trip, and I got to go to Jamaica on, like, a very luxe trip, and I was just so in awe and inspired the entire time, and I couldn't believe that. I was like, wait, I can do this? Like, this is what I want to do, and I just all sort of felt so aligned. And so after that, I just decided that that was the path that I wanted to take, and I actually talked to a couple of the older journalists from that trip who had a lot of experience and slowly made connections. And then after that, I actually randomly met another travel writer at a party, and it was shortly after that trip, and I met her, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I want to do. Like, this is crazy. I just kind of discovered this, and now I'm meeting you. And then once I decided to fully go for it, I reached out to her. She gave me a lot of great advice, and it sort of just all unfolded from there. So it wasn't even something that I really did on purpose over time. It sort of found me, and it's been amazing since then, and just been such an adventure. Like you said, travel offers so much opportunity to just explore and discover different places around the world. And so to be able to do something like that and combined it with another one of my loves, which is writing, has been such a pleasure. And yeah, it's been great. So that's kind of how I discovered it and fell into it.
How did you come? Did you always want to be a writer? Like, tell me more.
I think it's one of those things that was kind of destined, and I always did it from a young age. Like,
were you good at writing?
Were you a journaler? Like a big
journaler? I was. I actually have journals from when I was like 7 years old, as young as then, and writing like poems in my journals. And I also come from a family of writers. So my mom is a screenwriter and my grandpa was a novelist. So I'm a magazine writer. So we're all kind of different types of writers. It's one of those things that was just kind of in me, and I didn't even necessarily want to do it. I went to college undeclared and then decided like the second year I wanted to do journalism. And I was always obsessed with like 17 magazine in high school. And so I think it was one of those things that I always was good at it and I always enjoyed it. But it wasn't until later that I really decided that I wanted to do it.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
Thanks.
So give us some light into like a day in the life as like a travel journalist.
Yeah. I mean, every day is a little different, which is what's so fun about it, because sometimes I'm traveling around the world. When I am traveling, it isn't always as glamorous as it looks on Instagram because, again, you're changing time zones and these trips are usually only 3 to 4 days because they want you to, like, get in and out quickly on their budget, obviously. So the itineraries are usually packed. It can be, like, 12-hour days sometimes of just seeing anything and everything that they want you to see in a certain city, which, again, is an amazing privilege and it's so much fun, but it can be really exhausting. So if I'm on a work trip, I'm kind of going all day, every day, like hitting all these restaurants, hitting all the activities. And again, it's amazing, but it is a lot of work. When I'm at home, I pretty standard work from home day. I get up, I do my morning routine. I like to go for a walk to the beach every day. And then I just sit at my desk. And a lot of it is pitching. Like I said, I send my ideas to editors and stuff. And that can be a big challenge of being a freelancer because you send 30 emails in a day, you might hear back from 2, and one of those is probably a no. So
yeah,
just like constantly reaching out, sharing my stories, trying to publish stories about the places that I get to visit.
What made you want to choose, I don't know if this is an option, but like freelance versus working for someone?
Honestly,
how does that work in the magazine world?
Is it more freelancing is like the way to go?
I've done both. Like, you can be a staff writer, which is great because you get benefits. You have like the full time.
It's like a full package.
Yeah. So yeah, you get the stability. Honestly, though, I just have such a hard time being constrained to like a 9-to-5 environment, even if it is an amazing job. I just really appreciate the freedom of being able to do my own thing and say yes to last minute trips that I had to say no to when I was on staff, and just having the freedom to be my own boss and try different things and do more content creation and explore different forms of media has been really fun, even if it is kind of a constant hustle every single day. It's on my own terms and I get to sort of try different things and explore. So being a freelancer definitely is a hustle. A lot of travel writers I know have various streams of income. They're all doing different things to be able to make their travel writing dreams come true. But yeah, so being on staff would just be more of like a 9-to-5 situation.
What is it you love about travel writing?
Because it sounds, yeah. I mean, you know, I think of it, I almost used to think of it like National Geographic photographers, or like you're going, it's a lot more work, I think, as you're saying, than people entail. Like, I can't imagine flying to Rome for 4 days and then doing every possible tourist attraction and restaurant. So yeah, like what kind of brought you, what is it that you love about that?
I think I just have dreamed of traveling. Like, I'm such a curious person, such an explorer. And to be honest, at the beginning, I'm like, I can't afford to travel the world on my own all the time. And I discovered travel writing, and it just seemed like such an aligned way to be able to do that and get paid for it, but also doing something that I love by sharing the stories around the world. So I think what I love most about travel writing specifically is not only going to these different places to, you know, discover new things, but being able to then share those stories and help people plan their own trips. It really is so rewarding to me when people DM me from like finding an article or something and say that, oh, I read your article about this and I booked this tour that you said. It's just rewarding to be able to That's help cool. people do that. It feels like, even though maybe it can feel sort of maybe a little surface level, like I'm going to this pretty place and I'm telling you all about it. It does feel like I'm at least helping someone's life in a way. I'm giving them, you know, an experience that they can look back on that will be special for them. So I think just being able to combine my own love for travel with the storytelling aspect of it.
I love that you said that. When I first got into corporate, I remember saying like, I'm going to get a job that makes me travel everywhere for work. Because I was like, I did the same thing. I was like, I am a new salesperson. Yeah. I can't afford to go everywhere I wanted.
Yeah.
And I literally ended up manifesting that. And I was like, with my company and being able to go to all these different states, all these locations that I would never have gone to. And that kept me like wanting to do it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wait, you're going to fly me to Hawaii just because? Or like, I got flown to Australia. Like, it's just so cool. And yeah. I didn't have to pay for the trip, but I got to go and like still be in it for work. And so I thought it still continues to be a big part of my life. And it's such a great way to manifest travel.
I really feel like that manifestation really was like a big part of it for me. Yeah. I think at that like point it. In like my it, life, yeah. I was like, or kind of like mid-20s, having that quarter life crisis, not really in a good place mentally, to be honest, and like struggling with just like self-love and all those things that I feel like we all go through in that sort of time in our life. And during that time, I was kind of pursuing traveling. I was also like started therapy, like started really working on my mental health, discovering more like spirituality and astrology and getting into that stuff and really learning about it. And I feel like travel writing was such a dream for me. I went to bed every night like picturing it in my mind. And so then when I finally made it happen and I would be sitting on a beach on a trip for free in like Turks and Caicos or something, and I'm just like, wow, this is exactly what I dreamed of in my head when I was manifesting this at night before bed. And now I'm here. So really, that was a big part of it for sure.
So cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I'm so happy for you that you've been able to experience this and like see the world. I also want to know a little bit about how does it feel to go on these trips and do them for work and you don't get to bring a friend with you, or maybe does a friend come with you? I don't know. Like going on these trips alone to like go see the world.
Every trip's a little different. So sometimes I go totally by myself, which I think that has been like a really cool growth experience as well. Like, cause if I get offered a trip to go to Canada or to Paris for free, like I'm not going to not go no matter who can or can't go with me. So if it's an individual press trip, which means that you go on your own, they often do let you bring a plus one, which is always such a fun experience because I've gotten to bring both my parents on like bucket list trips. I've gotten to bring friends and being able to share sort of what I do with them while also being able to give them an amazing travel experience is really special. But usually it'll be, like I said, a group to 5 to 10 journalists. So it is always fun and you get to meet a lot of people in your own field, but it's not the same as traveling with your best friends or your family.
Yeah.
So again, it does still feel like work because you're with colleagues in a more professional setting. You're meeting with marketing professionals and the hotel managers and things like that. So it is a little more of a professional setting. So it doesn't always feel like, oh, I'm traveling to Paris and I get to just totally enjoy and have fun and do it on my own terms.
Yeah.
There's more of a schedule. And again, you're working with like other journalists and PR professionals versus traveling on my own. It can be nice because a lot of the time they'll give you a schedule. So while it's not maybe exactly everything that you would do, you don't have to overthink it. And when I'm going somewhere solo, that helps me feel a little more comfortable because I'm like, okay, transportation, everything's taken care of. I just have to be there and enjoy and feel safe on my own. And it kind of helps with that.
That's so cool that you're doing that. Every time I would go on my trip, my mom's like, you're so brave
to go people alone. It's like, yeah. People think it's scary. That's why I want to talk about it, because I think traveling for work by yourself or going to these places by yourself, like, I think solo trips are one of the biggest ways to grow. And like, I've done, not only through work, but I've done my own like month to Europe by myself. And I was like, I grew more in that time by myself than, not that I would love to have like a sister or a friend, but there is something different in that moment.
Agreed.
And you got a chance to do that too.
Yeah, I feel like I have a lot of friends that say, it's so cool that you do that. I could never do that. I'm like, yes, you could.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a road trip to the city next door, you know, and just taking those sort of small steps to bigger trips. I think the first time I was ever solo was in like Tampa, Florida for a couple days. And then the one after that was to Hawaii. And then the one after that was Paris. And you just kind of grow from it and helps you gain a sense of confidence in yourself. And just being able to learn how to have fun with yourself and
how to be with yourself.
I feel like every person should take a solo trip, married, unmarried, single, it doesn't matter, single, in a relationship, because I do feel like it pushes you beyond what you think you can handle. And like you realize how much stronger and confident you actually are when you're not faced with, I think when you travel, especially even with friends, it's so easy to lean on a friend. It's almost like when you go to an event with a friend, you're just like, okay, like stick next to me and don't leave me. And when you have to go to things alone, you're just like, okay, I can do this. I got this, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that. I think it's really
There's definitely a important. Few mental breakdowns along the way.
I mean, so, of course, yeah.
But overall, I think those are also part of the learning experience. And it's like you said, you learned that you're so much stronger than you think because of those things. So, yeah, I think over the past few years, I've traveled more than I could have like ever dreamed of. And a lot of that was on my own. A lot of it was for work. A lot of it was for fun with friends. So I think for anybody, finding a way to travel, no matter how big or small, can make such an impact on just like your life experience and your open-mindedness and everything.
So cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to know a little bit more of those like low moments. Like,
yeah, I was going
to
say, what's the dark side of
traveling? We love vulnerability here. So if you're open to sharing, like, like what are some of the things that you like ran up against in the middle of your journey? Or... Well,
some of them even sound so silly. I think it's just being alone somewhere, you can have a higher sense of anxiety. I'm generally kind of a high anxiety person anyway. So then being alone somewhere, like I think of when I was in Kauai, this was my first big solo trip ever. And, oh wait, this wasn't in Kauai. It was on Honolulu, but either way, it was in Hawaii. And I was there for a few days by myself and I rented a moped Vespa thing because I was like, oh, this is so cute and fun. I'm going to ride my little Vespa around the island. And I went on a hike and if you lose the keys, it's like a $600 fine or something. And I went on a hike and then I go back. First of all, it's pouring rain all day. So I'm like, I'm trying to enjoy it. But it's pouring rain and I'm freezing and I'm kind of miserable. But I'm like, I'm on this hike and I'm on a solo trip. So I'm going to do it and I'm going to have fun. And then at the end of the hike, I had like a really bad bug bite or something. And because of the anxiety of just like being alone, I was like, oh my God, do I need to go to the doctor? Is this bad? But it was literally just a bug bite. But it was a little swollen and I was freaking out. I went up to like the parking guy and I'm like, do you guys have a first aid kit? I'm scared. And he's like, no, but I think it's okay. And I was started like spiraling. And I went to the bathroom and then I went back out to go to my Vespa and I couldn't find the keys. And so then I was like really panicking because I was already on the verge of tears with my bug bite in the rain. And I was like, if I have to hike back up in the rain when I'm like searching already for a key. Freaking out to find these keys in the mud somewhere, like I'm going to freak out. So then I started just like crying. Then I was like, wait, I think I did something in the bathroom. Maybe I put them down and they were on the floor in the stall. And that's just like a small example of something that's not that big of a deal. But in the moment I was like, oh my God, I'm alone. I have to hike back through the mud. And it just felt bigger than it was, you know?
Like I've been bit by a poisonous creature.
Yeah, exactly. Like just one of those
my
things.
My arm's going to swell.
Where if I was with somebody, it wouldn't have felt like such a big deal. But being on a solo trip like that, everything feels a little more intense. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I think just... it's hard to find a sense of balance when you're traveling a lot. Like I can feel really out of routine. Mm. I'm not doing my workouts. So sometimes I just feel exhausted and like not super healthy. Just like, yeah, the structure and then missing my boyfriend and stuff. Like just those little things that you don't get when you're at home. You miss a lot when you're gone, but obviously it's a give and take. It's worth the experiences, even if there's those challenges. So I think now, like, my goal this year is to find more balance and spend more time at home and make the most of my routines at home and then do maybe, like, a few bigger trips throughout the year where I can come back and still feel, like, a sense of structure.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, trips like that really do take it on your nervous system.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
Like, I'll do trips, like, 48 hours to D.C. And, like, just the three-hour time change can fuck with me so much. And, like, you don't really take that in consideration. You're like, yeah, I'm so happy that I'm in D.C. or I'm in New York or I'm in this new state or new country. And then when I come back, I'm, like, absolutely exhausted. If you're doing that continuously, yeah. like, it definitely builds up over time.
For sure. Yeah, I think... And again, like, there's no break. You don't have a rest day when you get there. You just wake up and you have, like, a 10-hour day of activities for 3 days straight, and then you fly back.
And your circadian rhythms don't completely
yeah. For sure. And there was a point where I was only home for, like, a couple days in between trips, so I'd have to repack and then go again.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
That's where I kind of, like, hit kind of a breaking point where I'm like, this is so much fun, and I'm doing such amazing things, and I'm building my travel career. But now that I'm more established, I can focus more on kind of my home life while also still enjoying these trips, like, when it's the right fit versus just saying yes to anything and everything.
Yeah. So how are you? So what does it look like now for you? Like, how, now that you've established yourself, what does that look like? Like, how can you, you said you were dabbling, like, travel writers dabble in different streams of income and stuff, but what does that look like for you now?
Yeah. For me now, honestly, more of my business now has become content creation. I think that's just where a lot of the world is going these days. Yeah, and
totally.
Freelance journalism is not lucrative. It's amazing because you get the freedom and you get to do these cool experiences, but it is a constant hustle. It's a lot of rejection, like, constantly pitching and not hearing back. So doing more content creation, getting into doing more, like, on-camera hosting and stuff like that, just kind of exploring different forms of media and, I mean, like, trying to blend that with travel in different ways. And I'm kind of at a point where I'm just kind of in an experimentation phase, seeing where it takes me.
Do you know who Brooke Burke is? Brooke
Burke. She like was, the actress?
No. Wait. She had a show, a travel show back in the day.
That's my dream.
It was called Wild on E, I believe. I think that was the name of it. Anyways, I wanted to be her so bad when I was, like, younger. But you have her energy. You remind me. I could see you doing something like that. But yeah, it was back when, like, travel shows were really big.
I know.
And she was young, and she'd go to all the, like, fun cities and do all these crazy things. And she was a host of the show that was, like, I'm pretty sure it was called Wild on E. But anyways.
That's kind of my, like, dream. If I could do anything at this point, it would be to, like, host a travel show. Yeah.
So I'm just kind of
exploring doing it on my Instagram more so now and seeing where it takes me. Yeah.
That's amazing. Content creation is the way it's going. There's someone,
yeah,
you know who JT, I don't know his last name is, but he's basically, like, created, like, a whole recruiting business for creators. And he's, like, saying, he's like, content creation, creators, influencers, like, they've unlocked a new way of social media marketing that a lot of, like, bigger brands or, like, even magazines have not
tapped into,
you know, like, they don't know how to necessarily show up on that. And so these bigger companies are now giving people, like, influencers or content creators, like, full-time salaries just to do that full-time. And it's an interesting concept because it's just, it's here. And it's just going to continue to grow. So I think you're in the perfect spot.
Yeah, and I think also when I do more of that, something that I kind of lost with travel writing was writing for me. Because when it becomes your whole job as well, then to do, like, just, you know, journaling, poetry, my own blog, doing that after writing all day can be really draining. So trying now to find more space to just, like, write for the heart, you know?
Oh, that's so sweet. I appreciate it so much. Like, we're going to New York and Boston, and I feel like I go to TikTok and Instagram to find out what hotel should we stay at and where should we eat and what are the newest cool restaurants. And, like, I think that's such a cool – it almost reminds me of, like, when Goop did the Goop guides. I loved those Goop travel guides. It's, like, sort of like that, but it's live, and you get to see everything in video in real time. So I love that you're pursuing that. I think that's – it's so helpful. I use it for all my travel, like, when I pick places to go.
Yeah, you mentioned you went to Europe for a month. I did that too this past year, and I basically planned my entire itinerary through TikTok, like, what's the best beaches here, because it is cool to be able to see people's real, like, experience and get the full picture with the videos and what it actually looks like. And
and video just, I think, enriches the content, right? Like, I do miss the days where Instagram was just, like, a quick photo, and it was, like, so great, and I was like, this is so much easier for me as a content creator. But, like, I really do appreciate feeling someone, even, like, the content that we create for the podcast, like, the videos that we create, there's just, when you see someone talking, you just get to feel them so much more. And I think that's, like, the beauty of Reels and TikTok at this point, because you get the whole vibe, not just, like, reading a quick article and be like, oh, is that for me, is that not for me, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like a weird thing where I have so much love for writing and magazines. Like, that's truly, like, my first love is writing. And there's something so special about flipping through a page and or reading an article. But then I also love doing the, like, on camera, like, sharing it on Instagram. And I feel like those worlds can kind of collide because one maybe is taking away from the other. But that's why I try to maintain doing both and just find ways to incorporate both writing and video production and all that into my daily life.
Yeah, I think both.
Yeah.
I think a good writer is, like, honestly, if you're a good, it sounds like you're a really good writer. Like, it's special when you write good writing. Like, whenever I come across someone that's a really good writer, I'm like, wow, you wrote that?
Yeah.
That's so good. I can't write like that.
I love reading articles. I think magazines are actually, I mean, we'll see, but I kind of feel like they're going to make a comeback.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think people, it's a balance, right? It's like we love social media, but I also think that there's, it's almost like why we do the podcast in person. Like, we're craving real connection and real, there's something so different. It's like why book is having a resurgence. Why reading in books is having a resurgence right now. Like, reading is at an all-time high. And I think it's because people are like, okay, I want to take a break from the phone and I want to be in real time. And I feel like magazines were that too.
That's true.
Also, like, the early 2000s are coming back. Like, I agree. Isabel Marant era. So I'm like, magazines were very big then. So I'm just, I'm here for it.
I feel like it all just goes in a cycle.
Yeah,
like, 100%. I'm one of those people who has to have a physical book.
Yeah, you know? Same.
I just love being able to, like,
turn
flip
the page and the smell. Page. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Big
I'm holding the vision for magazines to come back too, because that was like my favorite thing was to go to the store and get magazines and just, read the travel articles.
Now we all use them for our vision,
vision boards. Yeah. literally like, ooh, Greece. Let me cut this out and put it on my vision board. So what are the misconceptions? And it doesn't have to be about traveling for work, but just in general of travel. Like, what do you think some of the biggest myths? Because I think that it's really easy to look at travel as luxury, you know, no matter where you're going and what you're doing. And, like, same with living abroad or any of these things. So what would you say to people who, like, look at your life and glamorize it? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think are the kind of misconceptions of traveling all the time? I know you said routine is a big one.
I think there's a few things. I think the first thing that came to mind is that the tourist spots aren't worth visiting. I think that's a myth. I think they're tourist spots for a reason. And even if there's crowds, there's ways to work around it, like go early in the morning. Or I always like to visit busy cities in the shoulder season. So even if the weather may not be as perfect, you get a little less of a crowd and you can still do all of the classic sites like the Louvre in Paris or whatever. So I definitely think it's worth doing those things, but also worth going off the beaten path and maybe mixing that in to your trip. I also think a misconception with travel writers or creators in general could be they're so lucky they get to do that, where I'm like, I was telling you before we started recording, I worked every single day for a year and, like, cried about it and manifested it for a full year before I ever got to go on a single trip. So I think just recognizing that how much, like, back-end work truly goes into a career in travel like that, for any – or any field, really, if you're your own boss, which you guys, I'm sure, can attest to. So I think just, like, the hard work that goes into it, even if it looks so pretty and glamorized on Instagram.
There's
like
a lot of sweat
equity.
Every trip
is exhausting, and then I have to come home and, like, figure out what I'm going to write and then pitch the article and then write the article and all that. I also think – like you mentioned, travel doesn't have to be big and luxurious. I think even a small weekend trip overnight to the mountains nearby or to the next town over can provide, like, a sense of curiosity and awe. I think just finding awe in our everyday lives is so important. Even, like, my daily walk to the beach, I try to find those moments of, like, wow, I can't believe I live here. This is so beautiful. Like, just using any opportunity when you're not in your usual everyday routine as a chance to explore, even if you're traveling for work to, like, a random city in the middle of nowhere, find something there that is interesting to you that can give you some sort of travel experience, even if it doesn't feel big and, like, luxurious.
I love that.
I wanted to know, my one question I had is, like, for someone that wants to dabble in this industry, or maybe they want to dabble in, like, content creation or anything like that, either one, what would you give them some advice on? Like, how would you let them advise them to get started on?
I think my number one piece of advice, and this is the most important, is to believe in yourself. And it's so cheesy, but I truly think that having, like, an undying belief in myself from the beginning was how I made this happen. It was almost like this is my only option. I want this so bad and I'm going to make it happen.
Like, you knew it was going to happen. It was just about when.
When and how. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I literally was like, I'm just going to Google things. I'm going to watch some YouTube videos. I'm going to reach out to this travel writer that I met randomly and figure out the steps as I go. But I do have an ebook now that you will help you with those steps. But that's definitely the most important. I also think a big one is, it kind of goes along with that, but not being afraid to put yourself out there. If you want to make content, but you feel embarrassed or whatever, just do it anyway. I look back at old videos that I post and I'm like, that's so cringy, but whatever. She put it out there and who knows what opportunity that brought for me, my future self, you know? And reach out to people. People might say no if you ask them for advice, but a lot of people will say yes. Mm. I think that was one of the biggest... Yeah.
We do these when they...
That was, one of the biggest things that helped me was just reaching out to people on LinkedIn that I admired, whether they were in travel or, like, fashion writing and, you know, just different writers in different fields. I reached out to so many different people and got on the phone with quite a few people. And everybody has a different, unique perspective and way that they made their dream career happen. So being able to just reach out and talk to different people and get their advice is such a helpful step that I think people skip because they're afraid to put themselves out there. But really, I think in any field, that's such a big part of making stuff happen is the networking and just reaching out to people you admire, just following people you admire and seeing what they do.
Yeah, and like you said, just putting yourself out there regardless of how silly you feel, or I think that's great advice because I think so many people want to be free of, like, whatever you want to call it, the government system, the matrix system, whatever, and create their own life, but they're scared or intimidated because they're afraid how they'll be perceived or they don't know what content to make or whatever. And I think it's like you said, like, oh, I put cringy videos in the beginning. And yeah, we all put out cringy stuff in the beginning. Yeah, I'm trying this. And I think also a big thing you mentioned previously is sweat equity, like putting in the time and knowing, like, this is going to happen, but I'm going to let go of the when and the how so that it can just come to me when at the divine time. And I think that's really important when you're, like, on an entrepreneur journey because we want it now. We're like, how do I get to...
I think I still struggle with this, like, every day.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you talked about was actually reaching out to people for advice, which I think sometimes when you step into entrepreneurship, you're like, I'm going to figure it out all on my own. I'm not going to ask anyone to help me, you know what I mean? Or I'm not going to get feedback. And I really think, like, reaching out to someone that is doing something similar to what you're doing and, like, getting their advice on, like, what worked for them. One, for you to know if it's really what you want to be doing.
Yeah.
And two, to, like, pick their brains. I think so often something can look so glamorous as, like, that's the thing that I really want to be doing. And then you find out about what they're doing. You're like, maybe I don't want to. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that.
And also some, like, amazing opportunities can come from reaching out to people. Because I think it's, like, at least for me in my journey, like, there's been times I've been intimidated to reach out to other creators or jewelers or whatever. And some of the most amazing opportunities and connections have come from, like, being brave enough to be like, hey, I love your work. Like, what do you – can I ask you some questions or can I ask your advice, you know? Because we think, oh, why would they answer me or whatever. I think that more people want to share more often than we think they do.
Well, that travel writer I met at the random party, we kind of didn't talk for a year because I was still at my old job. And then when I decided I really wanted to go for it, she was totally open to, like, FaceTiming me and giving me advice and just sharing her experience. She told me about her editor and gave me his email. And I literally pitched him every single month for that whole year a different article idea because he would sometimes respond and say, love this idea, don't have the budget right now, or come back to me or whatever. Great idea. Maybe I'll get back to you. He gave me enough for me to be like, okay, he's not interested.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send him an email once a month with a new idea.
That's amazing.
And one idea, he liked it and he said, great. And then he asked to get on the phone and he said, love this article idea, but I really like to work with writers on an ongoing basis. Would you be interested in a part-time staff position? And I was like, at that point, that was a dream moment. Mm-hmm. And that was really what totally projected my travel writing career. I worked with that magazine for like a year and that's when I was really traveling constantly and doing pretty much all my travel articles exclusively for them. And that all came from me reaching out to that writer that I met who shared a connection with me and, like, supported me.
That's amazing.
And it just all unfolded from there. So it really felt like I said in the beginning, the universe, like, gave me all the opportunity. I just had to seize it for myself.
That is awesome.
One of my count moment.
Yeah, literally. That was so good.
All right. Well, that was so good.
Oh, my thanks.
Yeah. What I want to like to ask you more about you right now, because you said like you're like stepping into something new, but we asked this question to all of our guests and go as deep as you want. But the question is, where in your life do you feel called to be more fully expressed? This can be life, relationships, business, health, like anywhere that you're just being called to like show up as more of you.
Honestly, I think that I get so caught up in what my future is going to look like, about getting the next big project, going on the next big trip, doing... I have a lot of big dreams and goals, and I think I get so caught up in just like trying to get there that I forget about how beautiful like every single day can be. And so I really think I can be better and more fully expressed just by being present in my everyday life. Like from, you know, noticing the hummingbirds on my morning walk to like snuggling with my boyfriend at the end of a long day or calling a friend, like all those little things that sometimes I can neglect because I'm so like head down trying to grind. I think I'm trying to be a lot more present now that I'm spending more time at home and just trying new things and being a little more present and relaxed in my everyday.
There's so much magic in the presence, you know, and I think that's such a beautiful practice because you're like, wait, this beautiful thing that I didn't know could give me life. But it's hard because like, especially because traveling is such a great way to like spark creativity or the next big thing, like it kind of gives you like a dopamine hit.
Yeah.
And so like really learning how to like rewire that or repattern that to be like, wait, I get these like little dopamine hits from all these things in my life that are like right here.
I'm kind of like a control freak with myself too, like where I'm trying so hard to get these things that I, when I am present, it helps me just like let go and just be in the moment.
Yeah, I think too, and especially with travel, like when you have a trip to look forward to, sometimes we obsess on it and we're like, I don't care what's going on today. Like all I can think about is this trip I'm going to take. And I feel like practicing presence in every day gives you even more presence when you're traveling too. And I don't know if you agree with that, but I feel like you can actually enjoy the trip even more when you're just like, I'm going to enjoy right now. And then when that trip comes, like I'll be present for the trip instead of just like, I don't want to like think about what's happening. I just can't wait to go on this trip.
Yeah. I try and like I'm trying now this year to do more personal travel in addition to my work travel so that I have more of those opportunities to really be in the moment and not be like attached or obligated to certain activities or, you know, being able to travel and just sit in a place and enjoy it and take it all in is definitely something I'm working on this year.
I love that.
I'm so excited for you because I feel like you have this like drive about you and like this energy about you that I think you're obviously owning and killing, and I think it's gotten to where you are today. And I think once you, like, add this part to your life, you're going to feel so balanced and complete and like, wow, I get to be the hustler that is going after all these really big dreams, and I also get to, like, enjoy it in the present moment with the people that I love or the view down the street. And I think that's just so – I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Thanks.
So where can people find you or find your ebook, all those things?
Yeah, I'm by Chloe Caldwell on every – platform. And then I have an ebook. It's called Work and Travel, a 3-step guide to getting started. I basically share the exact 3 steps I took when I was trying to pursue travel writing for the first time, because like I said, I had no idea what I was doing in the beginning. And I want to be able to help people who also have no idea where to start, just take those first steps. Yeah. You can find that on Etsy, but it's in the link in my bio on my Instagram. It's probably the best place to find it. So by Chloe Caldwell on Instagram, TikTok, and everywhere else.
Awesome.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having on. Thanks for bringing the energy to us today. And we're so excited.
Thank you. Can't wait to hear and stay connected with you guys.
Yeah.
Me too.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be grateful if you could leave us a review and share it with a friend.
Also, we would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Instagram and let us know where you feel inspired to express yourself as you embrace this next era. We are here to support you and encourage you.
Before we go, we want to remind you that you are powerful and deserving of fully expressing who you are. Embracing your journey toward authenticity is a vital part of that process, and we're grateful to be alongside you. If you're looking to dive deeper and connect with others who celebrate their true selves, we invite you to join our community. It's a virtual space for connection and accountability where you can share your experiences and grow together. You can find the link in our show notes. We can't wait to welcome you.
See you on the next one.